Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting, confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain.
Good evening.
Hello.
Okay, we have a full house. I have Mom and Daddy Verner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Auntie Carrie and.
Yes.
Angela.
Yes.
You made it back? Are you on the way?
Oh, I'm on the way, Mom.
Okay, so, Mom, so if you would pick up in Genesis 23.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, want me to start?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm reading Genesis, starting at the 10th verse. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heber, and Ephron the Hittite, after Abram in the audience of the children of Heber. Either of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, "Nay, my Lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein. I give it thee in the presence of the son of my people. Give I it thee, bury thy dead." And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the earth. And he spake unto Ephron in the order of the people of the land, saying, "But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me, I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there." And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, "My Lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury it there for thy dead." And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the ordering of the son of Heber, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the field of Heber, which was in Salopte, it was before Moriah, the field of the cave which was therein. And all the trees that were in the field that was in all the border round about were made sure unto Abraham for a prospect in the presence of the children of Heber before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Moriah. The name is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave there is therein was made sure unto Abraham for a process of a burial place by the son of Hebron. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. We had a couple more callers to call in while the reading was taking place. I have, is this Miss Williams?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Not sure about the other caller. Miss Allen?
Yes.
Reverend Allen with you?
Not tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
In Psalms 5 and 8, it says, Lord, lead us as you have promised that you would. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all have brought some good news to share with us. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the opening prayer, the blessing of the prayer line, please. Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your court with praises. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for your word. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, this week we ask that you order our steps and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go, according to your will. We ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. And we need to keep in mind that the battle is not ours. And we believe and trust in your words. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight. Allow our airways to be clear of any evil forces, and allow our ears to hear your wonderful words being shared in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to have this prayer line. We ask that you help us to be doers of your word. Bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Okay, we're going to just go down the list, and if you have something to share, do so. If not, just say pass. I have Daddy Werner. Well, actually, I need to go back to Matthew 19:26.
Yeah.
Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor to do Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
well, man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay. Now we got to move right on into the program. Daddy Werner, good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
I'll be reading from 1 John, the 4th chapter. Starting at the 7th voice. And
amen.
The subject is God's love in ours.
Amen.
I'll be reading from the NIV Bible.
All right.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us his spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives and loves life in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because this world we are like him. Because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made the one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone say, I love God, and yet hate his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God, whom he has not seen, and let me go back over there a little bit. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hey, thank you for that, Daddy Verna. Next, I'll move into Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share with us tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Proverbs 3:1-10. My son, fret not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandment. For the length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee. Let no mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor, and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with thy first fruit of all thy increase. So shall the barn be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. We got to move right into Ms. Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
I hope so. Okay, I will be coming from Romans
the 10th chapter, starting at the 6th verse. But the right of faith speak in this way. Do not say in your heart, will yes, that is to bring down from above. Who will descend into the ashes? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessing is made unto salvation. But the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, but the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Whoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel of Israel, said, Lord, who has believed on our report? So then faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard yet indeed? Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their word is the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read out of my missionary book.
Amen.
And my theme is The Great Escape, and the subject is God Infallible Escape Plan. And for God so loved the world. When we think of the word escape, we naturally believe or assume someone or something need to be let loose or set free from some unpleasant circumstance or hidden for. Our next step would be to devise some way by which that freedom could successfully be achieved. Well, when God first created the world, he made everything perfect and everyone free. However, Satan, who took on the form of a serpent, didn't take long to introduce the first lie to Adam and Eve. This started a long trial of doubt and deception that is yet prevailing in the human race. That first misled lie not only severely damaged our perfect relationship with God, but it also made it necessary for us to be set free from a permanent sinful and wicked condition. However, God Almighty, who sees, knows, hears, and creates everything in this world, already had a perfect redemption plan for fallen mankind. God's free gift our salvation was manifest and fulfilled when Jesus died at Calvary for us. Yes, God's free gift to man. His only begotten Son, Jesus, not only made it possible for us to regain our rightful relationship with him, but it also established an infallible, absolutely perfect escape from hell, planning for us to live eternally with him in heaven one day. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty and Eternal God, for your sacrifice gift of salvation and everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you for that, Mom. That takes me into Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Amen.
That though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not charity, I am becoming as a sounding brass or a cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed poor, and though I give my body to burn and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffer long, and it is kind. Charity envy not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in the iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bearest all things. Believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but where there be prophets, they shall faith. If there be tongues, they shall speak. If there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, and that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Auntie Betty, I think I will go next, and I will be sharing the meaning of amen. Since I say it so much, I have to say the meaning goes with that you're in agreement or that you are approve of the words that's being shared. And the Bible definition says the meaning of amen is so be it or surely. So with that being said, I have to share the hymn. Amen. 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 Let the preacher say amen. 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 Let the church heart say amen. 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 Let the children say amen. 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 Let everybody say amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And hallelujah.
Okay, that takes us right into Miss Williams.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'll be sharing from Matthew 22nd. It tells about the parable of the wedding feast.
Amen.
It says that Jesus spoke to them again in a parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who he had invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatted cows have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers.
Hello?
And burned their city. Verse 8 says, "Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I have invited do not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servant went out into the street and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how did you get in here without wedding clothes?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendant, tie him hand and foot and throw him out into the darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" Here, the explanation for the wedding garment has to do with the righteousness that God has provided for each one who comes to him. And when we enter into God's kingdom, we have to put on the robe of righteousness. And without the robe of righteousness, we will not be equipped to enter into his kingdom. The invitation is open for everyone, but you cannot come unless you accept the invitation and be properly dressed for the wedding, which is the robe of righteousness. And may the Lord give us the mind and the courage to put on the robe of righteousness, that we'll be able to enter into his kingdom for eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Before we move on, Angela, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you bridge Hubert in for me, please? I have a number for you to dial if you can.
What's the number?
It's 404. 663-5481.
Let me see if I can do it. I'm driving, so let me see if I can do it.
Okay.
Okay. Loretta.
Uh-huh.
I can't.
Okay, that's fine.
I thought maybe I had it in my phone, but I'm not going to try to dial it while I'm driving.
Okay. All right. So do you have anything you want to share with the group tonight, or you're not?
Only that God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. What we would do now is go right into the sick and shut in. I do apologize for the delay there, but we're going to go right on into the sick and shut in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lay your holy hands upon our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Uncle Oliver, Janet Williams, LaTanya Barra, Tony Malachi, DeMarcus, Michael and Denise Moody, Vicki Husman, Uncle Dave, Marianne, Miss Water and family, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Uncle Champ, Vestai, and Mary Lowe, Quentin, Jermaine, Jordan, and Rayco family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Rochelle Bessler, Maxine Johnson, Sonny, Angela Burns, Miss Williams, Dominique, Eddie Tipman, Valerie Crockett, Val and Charles, Miss Wanda, Jessica Smith, Brian, the Zeke family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stands in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing among our sick and shut-ins. Lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, through them, and with them, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Allow them to hear your still voice to assure them that you are in control. Give them the strength that they need to claim that by Jesus Christ's stripes that they are healed. Let them be able to say that the devil will not and cannot have power over them, for he was defeated over some 2,000 years ago in Jesus' name. Therefore, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is power in the blood, and we seek and speak health over them in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you remove any illness that lurks among them. Make them strong again in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say, amen.
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 Down in my soul, cry holy. Down in my soul, cries holy. Down in my soul, in my sanctified soul, down in my soul, it cries holy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, singing girl.
Holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
Back up Aretha.
You can't take Aretha place.
Okay, amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord.
Okay, we are moving right on into the birthdays. And last week we sang a happy birthday for February 3rd, so all the third birthdays would get a two birthday songs. How about that? So this would be for February the 3rd through February the 9th. So any birthdays within those days? Okay, Mom, you're not speaking in the phone.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Nice.
I'm looking at the wrong case.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Angela.
My mother-in-law Ruth today, and her granddaughter Tia, and Gail Jones on the 6th.
Q Kia and Ruth and Gail. Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize?
Kia.
You said Kia, Kia, right?
Kia.
Okay. Okay, do I have anyone to volunteer for the birthday song? The people I had down is not here with us tonight. So do I have a volunteer? Not everybody speak at once. I can assign somebody. Anybody want to speak up?
Me?
Oh, you've been volunteered.
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
Got it, me. Okay, tell them. I try, but I can't call the name. You call the name. You don't call the name. I just sing.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all you people. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Mom. And next we have is the praise and testimony in songs or poem. So I'm just going to go down the list, and you can share or pass. And that brings me back to Daddy Verner.
Okay. I'll be reading a little black history for you.
Amen.
What if there were no black people?
No.
Amazing what I see. What if there were no black people? This is a story, a little boy named Theo, who woke up one morning and asked his mother, Mom, what if there were no black people in the world? Well, his mother thought about it for a moment and then said, Son, follow me around today and let's just see what it would be like, what it would be like if there were no black people in the world. Mom said, now go get rested, and we will get started. Theo ran to his room, put on his clothes and shoes. His mother took one look at him and said, Theo, where are your shoes? And those clothes are all wrinkled, son. I'm going to iron them. But when she reached for the ironing board, it was no longer there. You see, Sarah Vaughan, a black woman, invented the ironing board, and Jan E. McIlias Ziegler, a black man, invented the shoelace. Go well, she said, please go and do something to your hair. Theo ran in the room to comb his hair, but the comb was not there. You see, Walter Summers, a black man, invented the comb. Theo decided to just brush his hair, but the brush was gone. You see, Lydia O. Newton, a black female, invented the brush. Well, there was a sight. No shoes, rank clothes, hair a mess. Even mom hair without the hair brick, the hair here invention slowed down a bit. Even mom hair without the hair here invention, Madam C.J. Walker. Where when you get the picture, Mom told Theo, let's do our chores around the house and then take a trip to the grocery store. Theo's job was to sweep the floor. He swept and swept and swept. When he reached for the dustpan, it was not there. You see, Lord P. Ray, a black man, invented the dustpan. So he swept it, piled a dirt over in the corner, and left it there. He then decided to mop the floor, but the mop was gone. You see, Thomas W. Stewart, the black man, invented the mop. He yelled to his mom, Mom, I am having any luck. She said, let me finish washing the clothes, and we will prepare a list for the grocery store. When the washer finished, he went to play the clothes in the dryer, but it was gone. You see, George T. Simmons, a black man, invented the clothes dryer. Mom asked Theo to go get a pencil and some paper to prepare the list for the market. Theo ran for the paper and pencil, but noted the pencil lead was broken. So my start right down. This is the Black History Month, so I read some more next. If God will, I read some more of it then next time.
Okay. Amen. Where will we be?
Praise the Lord. For
amen.
Black people.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hubert, did you join us? Okay, I guess he wasn't able to join us. Next I have Miss Allen, anything else you want to share with the group? Praise, testimony?
Yes.
Oh, amen. Okay, that's going to take us right into Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'll read this little poem.
Amen.
I said a prayer for you today, and I know God must have heard it. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke not a word. I prayed that he be near to you at start of each new day to grant you health and blessing and friend to share your way. I ask for happiness for you in all things, great and small, but it was his loving care I prayed for most of all. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Miss Williams.
I'll pass.
Okay. Mom, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read a poem that a friend is, what a friend is. Someone we turn to when our spirit needs a lift. A friend is someone we treasure for true friendship is a gift. A friend is someone we love with overlook personal things. A friend is someone who fills our life with beauty and joy and grace and makes the world that we live in a better and happy place of the unknown. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Okay, thank you for that, Mom. Next, that brings me into Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Angela, any praise report, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass. Loretta, I'll pass.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that. Let's see here. I do have a poem. that I would want to share. Okay, and it is called The Undivided Heart. Lord, put in me a new spirit. Remove my heart of stone and give to me a heart of flesh that trusts in you alone. Oh, that I may fear your name each day right from the start. Oh, Lord, please give me an undivided heart. I want a gaze that never waver or loses sight of the goal, to keep it focused on obeying you with mind, body, and soul. Help me to walk in submissions to Christ in a whole and not in part. O Lord, give me an undivided heart. I want your joy to be my greatest strength, your salvation my impassioned praise, your holiness to be my way of living for all the rest of my days. Keep me steadfast in doing your work and following the course that you charted. O Lord, please give me an undivided heart. Teach me to daily die to self and to spend much time in prayer, that I may be discerning of those around me and treat them with genuine care. I want to be totally true to you, to wear your righteousness as my mark. O Lord, please give me an undivided heart. I want to live the time you've given me, committed fully to your purpose and call. Lord, consume me with your awesome presence. Cause me on my knees to fall and bow to your desires for my life. Let no circumstances keep us apart. O Lord, please give me an undivided heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. That takes us right into the Serenity Prayer. And Daddy Vernon, I have you leading us out in that, please.
All right. God grant me.
God grant me.
Grant me.
The serenity to accept the thing.
The serenity to accept the things
that I cannot change.
I cannot change.
The courage to change the thing.
The courage to change the thing that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see, that takes us right into our closing, and we'll be doing Matthew 6. And I have Miss William down for that. Would you do us the honor, please?
Okay. And this is the way Jesus taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us and sharing the good news. I pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. And when the evil forces come against you, Just remember to call on the name of Jesus. We must keep the devil, all his friends, and all his relatives at bay. So when one foot touches the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh no, he or she is up again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Next week will be an open session, so come prepared to share God's good news. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Everyone have a blessed week, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right.
Thank you. I would like to leave you with this prayer. Heavenly Father, we desire your peace and your love in our hearts. May we be open before you as you fill us with your love. Thought for the week. Be prepared to experience God's peace. Amen. God bless. Good night from the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service.